B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're not going to mess around. We're getting straight to the BetQL guest line to welcome in our friend, Mr. Barry Sferluga, live in Paris, France, Paris, covering the Olympics. What up, Barry? Bonjour.
Bonjour, my friends. Mon ami. I'm at a busy street, so you may hear a bunch of Paris traffic in the background.
That's all right, man. We appreciate you making time, dude. Your column, I believe, was on the front page of the Washington Post today. Not the sports page, the front page, despite everything going on in the world, because that Noah Lyles race was simply fantastic.
Unbelievable.
You were there. Take us through the whole, what that must have felt like.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. I've been at Usain Bolt's 100-meter finals in 2008 in Beijing when he set the world record, and he kind of, you know, he said it as he turned to his competition and was like, spread out his arms and was like, you just are no match for me. And that's kind of immovable from my top five things I've ever seen live. But we were talking about it afterwards last night. I mean, it's hard to not put this right in there in a different way, because with Bolt, you're watching an icon and a legend and all of that. But, you know, I wrote this in the column, like, the 100 meters takes 10 seconds, but the whole show of it is way longer than that. And when you saw Noah Lyles be introduced seventh of eight competitors, and he kind of bounded out there, not kind of, I mean, he was
exploded.
And you, right then, like, whether that's smart or not, you're just like, oh, dude, we're dealing with an athlete here, and that athlete is up against seven other absolute monsters, and he was there. And you got to remember that the prism is not just, you know, the build-up pre-race in a stadium, you know, with close to 80,000 people focused on that field. The full prism is Noah Lyles from Alexandria, Virginia in 2021, was really having a tough time dealing with the pandemic, as a lot of people were. He did not make the team in the 100 meters. He was in Tokyo competing in his specialty, the 200, which he's been a dominant force in for years. There was no energy because there was no crowd. He admittedly couldn't handle the whole thing. He won a bronze medal in the 200. He considered that a huge failure. And so the last 3 years have really been about correcting for that. Even though he didn't have anything to apologize for, he felt like he was kind of a huge letdown. So that brings you to the starting blocks last night. Three lanes over to his left is this massive Jamaican, Kashane Thompson, who has the fastest time in the world this year, 9.77 seconds at the Jamaican trials. Lyles had, you know, knocked down his personal best in London a few weeks ago to 9.81. And just the tension and the buildup in that stadium before they get in the blocks, they're doing a, you know, like kind of a DJ show, and they do it right. And to have it go off as it did, with Lyles tied for slowest out of the blocks, and there's a breakdown of the race that I saw today that wasn't available last night. Like, he was eighth at 10 meters. He was eighth at 20 meters. He was seventh at 40 meters. He was sixth at, you know, he just kept chipping away. And then to get across the finish line, there's eight competitors. The word photo goes up next to seven names. No one knows who won. It takes 28 seconds, almost three times as long as the race took, to put Lyles's name at the top. I mean, I closed my column by saying, you know, it's 9.79 seconds that the race took, but it's going to be hours and months and years that we can talk about this thing. Because when you win an Olympic gold by a photo finish in 0.005 of a second, there's a lot to digest there. And it was just an awesome, awesome night.
I think if you look at the way he was finishing that 100, and you imagine anybody else trying to run another 100 meters with him, they're in trouble.
I mean, if that race was 120 meters, he wins by like 19 meters,
yes,
right? Like, he was flying at that point. I mean, flying. And you can tell, Brian, and you know something about this. Like, he said his better race is the 200. And I was talking with Adam Kilgore, who has covered Lyles his entire career and knows him and knows the event better than I do, my fellow post colleague, he was saying, you know, if Noah were to win bronze in the 100 and then gold in the 200, it's like a massive, massive success. This guy has so much bravado and so much speed in that next 100. Mm-hmm. Like he couldn't help but take the question, you know, how does this set you up for the 200? He's like, well, I'm trying to enjoy this. And he's like, I'll be honest. Like, when I hit the turn in the 200, the rest of these dudes are going to be depressed. Like, that's what he said. And so, and that's, there's a swagger in sprinting that I think was lost after Bolt's retirement in 2017. I mean, he set the world record in 08. He knocked it down by a hundredth of a second in 2009. That record still stands. And it's not just that no one has threatened the 9.58 seconds. It's that there hasn't been that personality, that alpha male, to step into that role and really push men's sprinting into the forefront of the Olympic program and the forefront of, like, sporting, you know, prowess that it should be. And I felt like last night, just viscerally, that the way that Noah Lyles won that race and who Noah Lyles is in terms of a character and a showman, like, that all factors into why it was such a marquee thing and why, frankly, like, the editors at the Washington Post who are smarter than me are like, well, no, this is a moment. Like, this goes on A1 of the paper.
Yeah, and I think the thing about it is, like, people look at him and they say he has a lot of bravado and he's cocky, but you know what? He probably couldn't run if he doesn't do all that.
I think it's part of it, Brian.
Yeah, it's motivating.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, and you know what? He is cocky and he has bravado, but when he's beat, he's beat. And he makes no apologies for that. He went to Thompson, the Jamaican, while everybody's looking up the scoreboard going, you know, what happened here? And he's like, bro, I think you got me, big dog. Like he's, there's no shame. He can, I think you're exactly right, that to get himself in the mindset, yep. And he's not even tricking himself because this is really who he is. He's got to be that guy. He's got to burst onto the scene. And even his coach said last night, like, about the you know, pre-race, like, jumping all over the place thing, like, Noah Lyles is Noah Lyles. If you try to make him not be Noah Lyles, you're taking something away from him and holding him back. And that's not the objective, you know, mm-hmm. not in an everyday meet, but certainly not at the Olympics.
For sure. Talking with our friend Barry Svrluga here on the BetQL guest line. You can give Barry a follow at Barry Svrluga, Svrluga. When is the 200? Is that tomorrow, I guess?
200. He runs tonight in the preliminary heats. He'll have a semifinal, and then the final is on Thursday. So that's appointment TV right there.
Thank you, Barry. Appreciate
your
time,
cool,
man.
Brother.
Enjoy your last week over there.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
So, guy Barry Svrluga, give him a follow. Barry Svrluga.